This is Harry Brown, Democratic candidate for Grant County Commission, District 5. Like you, I suspect, I am delighted that the end of the election season is near. It's been a particularly depressing campaign on the national level. And it's because national politics have become so divisive and unproductive that local politics matter more than ever. That, plus the fact that we have a good chance of seeing real progress in Grant County's governance, are what drove me to run for this office. Our opportunity as progressives stems from two things. The first is the shift from a three-person to a five-person commission. The former districts were just too large for political novices like me to easily challenge established politicians. The second is the fact that Grant County is changing demographically and economically. Some of that change is due to technological forces. The drastic decrease in the cost of wind and solar energy, for example, which gives us some chance to combat climate change and to convert our abundant wind and solar resources into jobs and profits. Another example is the rising importance of the internet in our daily lives. This makes it possible for professionals in many fields to move here and make a good living. That's, in fact, what allowed me and the research group I moved here with to become Grant Countyans in 1996. Some of the change is of our own making. One example of this is that the unsustainable model of public lands ranching is meeting its natural end. We overgrazed public lands and suppressed the fires that supported grasses. When my family moved here, cows were always getting through our fences into our orchard in search of grass. Now it's been over a decade since we've had a cow problem. The rancher abandoned the allotment because the forest land around us just wasn't economical for grazing. Another example is how we have marketed ourselves as an ideal location for retirees. 24% of our population is 65 or older, compared to just 15% statewide. Our county commission has not kept pace with these changes. It has made no effort to bring high-speed internet service to the entire community. Countywide access to high-speed internet service is crucial to the economic viability of rural areas across the country, and specifically to us here, it's crucial to diversifying our economy, supporting new small businesses and lone eagle professionals, and increasingly to recruiting professors and medical providers to our community. The county is also missing opportunities to lead the way in clean energy production, as evidenced by the current floundering state of the four-county Green Jobs Task Force, which has lost its innovative character and has become bureaucratic, and by the absence of countywide efforts to reduce public or private dependence on coal-fired power from PNM. We can learn a lot in this regard from the Kit Carson Electrical Cooperative in Taos. They have built over 6 megawatts of solar electric capacity, including the state's first community solar array, where customers can buy panels installed and maintained by the utility and receive credits on their electric bills for the solar power produced. This keeps more money circulating locally and reduces our greenhouse gas emissions. And we are failing to capitalize on the amazing potential this area holds as a destination for outdoor recreation tourism. We should be working with Silver City, the Forest Service, and WNMU to build on our momentum as the first gateway community to the Continental Divide Trail. We should be involving the community in creating an integrated trail system that encourages hiking and biking and allows county residents and visitors alike to get to our beautiful open spaces without having to drive there. We should be doing what we can to create a brand for Grant County so that when people hear the name, they think beautiful forest, excellent weather, great hunting and fishing and camping. Instead, the County Commission continues as if we are still in the middle of the last century. It maintains its membership, even its leadership, in an organization that violently opposes the reintroduction of the Mexican gray wolf, that threatened to sue the Forest Service over its travel management plan, and even opposed the Oregon Mountains National Monument. The county is supporting the huge waste of resources and the desecration of our natural heritage that is known as the Gila Diversion. In fact, I consider my job number one to be getting the county out of the cap entity that is pushing this tax-funded boondoggle. These positions are not consistent with a pro-nature brand. Old habits die hard. Strong voices are needed on the County Commission to move us into the 21st century. I believe my successes as the co-founder of GRIP at challenging Phelps Dodge to adopt more environmentally responsible mining practices, and as a co-founder of Aldo Leopold Charter School at bringing educational choice to Grant County's families in the face of an unresponsive school district, demonstrate that I can work with others to make positive change. I hope you'll agree and will help me, Harry Brown, take on the job of shifting Grant County's priorities and policies toward a different future. Please vote Harry Brown, Grant County Commission, District 5. Thank you.